But right now, it is time for us to check sports. And if we're going to check sports today, well, there's just one thing to check here.
Then it's Code of Honor who rides the rail into the far turn. Country House is alongside and then spin off. Pluska Parfait is next. And on the inside comes Tax. Game winner is wide on the turn, beginning to pick up his stride near the back of the pack. But Maximum Security continues to lead the way. Midway on the far turn, he's a length and a half in front. War of Will is second. Long Range Toddy third, and four wide and moving up is Country House's Booty Express. Plummets through the field, and here comes Code of Honor, and he bursts through an opening on the inside of Maximum Security, and they're into the stretch. Country House on the outside. Code of Honor down toward the rail. Maximum Security keeps on fighting. War of Will is there too as they come to the final furlong. It is Country House on the outside. Maximum Security, so dead game. He keeps battling on. Maximum Security, Country House 1-2 down to the line. Maximum Security wins the Kentucky Derby. And then it was Country House second, followed by Code of Honor.
Or so we thought. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
One hell of a race, and wow, what happened afterwards once again made sports history.
Yeah, it was the right call. I'm surprised it took him so long to disqualify the horse. It shouldn't have taken as long as it did.
When you looked at the slow motion of that one angle from the turn, mm-hmm. and you see where I call it lanes. You can see where Maximum Security bumped out actually almost two full lanes.
More than that.
And almost the horses almost clipped heels there. That could have been a real disaster.
War of Will's legs and hooves were between Maximum Security's back legs. It's a miracle that that horse didn't go down. And let me tell you something. If that horse went down, there would have been about six or seven that went down over him.
Yep.
Because it was a closely packed field coming off the turn and in kind of like in a blind spot where you can't see that what's happening in front of you. And these horses are going close to 40 miles an hour. So you don't have any time to react. It's a miracle that that horse didn't go down. This horse definitely deserves to be disqualified. I left the track when I seen the finish, and I heard about the disqualification. And I got from the track to a restaurant and seated, and the decision still wasn't made yet. And you can hear all the people in the place, oh, that's not fair. The horse won. They have most of the people with an opinion on this have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. They have zero idea. This could have been the most catastrophic disaster in horse racing in the biggest race of the year for everybody to see, and just thank God it didn't happen. It wasn't the jockey's fault. You had Maximum Security who this is how you can say people train horses, they don't know what the heck they're doing. This is a horse that came out of the box for a 16,000 maiden claiming race at Gulfstream Park. That's the lowest bottom of the barrel race you can do at Gulfstream. After that, it went into two sprint races, optional claimers at Gulfstream, and then went right into the Grade 1 Florida Derby and won. So this horse only has four races under his belt going into the Kentucky Derby to run a mile and a quarter. Lightly raced horse with not enough experience to handle the situation he was put in on Saturday. You can't blame Saez. You can't blame the horse because it's a baby. This horse was not seasoned enough to win the Kentucky Derby. I'm sure you heard nobody say that over the weekend, but that's the way it is. When you're thrown into a race of 20 horses in a sloppy track with 150,000 people screaming and yelling, these horses are going to spook. And that's what happened there. And it's no one's blame that it happened, but it happened, and the horse had to be disqualified. The problem with the disqualification is it doesn't happen enough. If you go back about 6 years to the Breeders' Cup Classic when Bobby Baffert's horse Bayern won the Breeders' Cup, the horse came out of the starting gate and made a severe left turn and compromised half the field. Should have been disqualified. If racing disqualifies horses as the rules read, this wouldn't have been that much of an upset. It happens in Europe all the time. It doesn't happen here. It should happen more. It happened Saturday, and rightfully so that it happened.
And the horse ran a great race. Well, they won't take the race away from the horse running a great race, but...
Horses that win this and get disqualified run great races.
Yeah.
I've seen horses barrel their way through little holes to get through because they were much the best. They have no alternative but to do it and just hope for the best. That's racing. If you got to abide by the rules. If you don't abide by the rules, you're rolling the dice on being disqualified or not. And if they disqualified more horses for breaking the rules, jockeys wouldn't break the rules. Like I said, this was not Saez breaking any rules. He couldn't control the horse. People, you got to understand something. There's no seat belts, all right? The only thing keeping you on the horse are your feet in the stirrups, because all you're doing is holding on to a rein that really gives you no balance. All the balance is in your feet. And you're trying to control a 2,000-pound animal running at the speeds that I mentioned. It's almost impossible. So it's not the jockey's fault. You can't control these horses. You can control them to an extent, but when a horse wants to go right or go left, you're not stopping it.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. Well, anyway, so that's a...
No, it was a good decision.
I mean,
even if I bet this horse to win... It was a justifiable decision. There's nothing you can do about it. You just got to shake your head and take it. The owner says he's going to appeal, and this. What are you going to appeal? The decision's made. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that people are going to succumb to their decision because of people voicing their incorrect opinions on social media? Screw social media. This is it. This is the way it's going, and that's the decision that was made. And it was the correct one. Turn the page and move on. Did the best horse win that day? No. But he didn't win because he obstructed other horses.
You know, and I see headlines on certain news feeds, sports feeds, that just drive me crazy. Because people know that I go down to Gulfstream quite a bit. I'm not an expert on horse racing, but I've learned a lot. But USA Today has a stupid editorial opinion, Maximum Security was robbed.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
these are people that have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. They might as well go and write an op-ed on brain surgery, because they have just as much of an education on brain surgery as they do on horse racing. I've been watching horse races for 40 years. This horse deserved to be disqualified. Cut and dry, no sour grapes, no nothing about it. It's the Kentucky Derby or a $10,000 claiming race. The horse deserved to be disqualified. Now put the shoe on the other foot. Say War of Will went down and 8 other horses went down. What are you going to be hearing today? Racing's a dangerous sport. The PETA people are out there banging their drums. They shouldn't run 20 horses in the race. You're going to hear everything that's totally opposite. You're not going to hear that Maximum Security was robbed. You're going to hear Maximum Security caused the biggest disaster in horse racing history.
And you've convinced a good friend of mine, Pat O'Connor, who was watching the race and thought that it was a wrong decision. And Pat just said, it all makes sense now that Mike put it that way. It has to be explained that way. Even when I was watching the coverage on TV, after about 5 minutes of them flipping back and forth, I forget which announcer said that exactly what you just said. One of the announcers said, listen, if this were a $10,000 claiming race, the horse would be disqualified.
Yeah, I mean, there's rules.
Yeah.
There's written rules of racing, just like there's laws that you're supposed to abide by. You have to. They're there for a reason, and that's to stop things like this from happening. Because the more things like this happen, the more chances are for horses to have disastrous injuries. I'm telling you, when I saw the shot of the legs intertwining between and in front of each other, it was a miracle that there wasn't an accident. An absolute miracle.
All right, very quickly, we only have a minute left for other sports. The Red Sox are on fire. It looks like they're starting to hit on all cylinders.
I don't know about them being on fire. They're playing better. They won 3 in a row. That's not being on fire. But they won 7 out of their last 10, which is a heck of a lot better than they've been playing all year. They're back to being up to one game under 500. So they're moving in the right direction. They got their run differential to 0. That's big, because that was a big negative about 2 weeks ago. So they are playing better. But, you know, they're still under 500, and they got a long way to go. The good thing for them is nobody's playing really good. Tampa Bay, who has the most wins in the American League, only have four less wins than them. So, four more wins than them. So it's interesting to see how this will play out. I'm not going to go out there and say they're going to be on top of the American League East just yet. They need to improve their pitching.
All right, before we go, anything else you want to talk about?
I just wish that, like, people were more informed and gave their honest opinions on the Derby situation instead of being politically correct and not offending anybody, because, you know, forget about offending anybody. If those horses went down, God helped them, because I know a lot of them wouldn't be alive today. And that's the reason why you have these rules in racing.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.